Loyalist Township Council has decided to go ahead with a new staff plan to relocate programming from the Leisure and Activity Center in Amherstview. Staff looked at feedback from residents and completed a review on the space. Staff's review confirmed recreation service levels can be maintained through a combination of municipal space and third-party facility use. Based on program testing conducted in May and June, staff found that the W.J. Henderson Community Center is only suitable for low-volume fitness programming, but due to a number of factors including room layout, ceiling height, acoustics, privacy, and overall functionality considerations, high-volume fitness classes are better suited to third-party spaces. Staff noted that deferring the closure beyond August 1, 2026 would impact ongoing discussions related to childcare in the township and space negotiations with BGC Southeast. Members of the community were out to voice concerns, including programming, scheduling, cost, and location.
This is our community center. The dispensing of programs in multiple locations takes a step back from the goal of centralizing programs under one roof. It is not about the boys and girls deadline, but about making the correct decision for the whole community.
Council should think carefully and not be pressured into making this decision to fit the Kingston Boys and Girls Club schedule. There's a saying, your emergency is not my problem. This decision should be made with complete information, careful consideration, and without haste.
It took years to develop LAC. I acknowledge the work to come up with a plan in a short period of time, but this plan is in no way ready to implement in such short notice.
I think it is great that the Boys and Girls Club have a chance of obtaining a grant to open a daycare. And knowing this, it gives me no pleasure to say that I believe their benefits should not be our losses. I believe renting these spaces in different locations that is not under one roof will be problematic, as it has been in the past for staff and members. And these programs will also be more vulnerable because now we are not owners, we are renters.
Manager of Parks and Recreation with the Township, Matthew Sobalski, speaks about maintaining service levels.
In this report, we have addressed that service levels that are expected are maintained. So we do have 20 hours of fitness classes that are outlined in this report. And 75% of those programs that are going to be moving to an alternative location will be moving to Rhythm Dance Center. And the other 25% would be moving to the WJH Community Room or ACH as an alternative location. So it does maintain our current service levels as outlined in this report.
Councillor Paul Proderick spoke about residents' concerns.
I guess I've been troubled since the start because the word closure, I prefer the word relocation, but that's just my English teaching background. In the surveys that were presented to council, there was 152 submissions on this. Number one was program availability at 86%, and 93% of the 152 respondents wanted adequate programming.
Proderick went on to speak about the importance of daycare in Loyalist Township.
If you walk around parts of the township, there are lots of people looking for daycare. I think some of the questions have been answered. The big question is, can you have getting it all under one roof? And right now, I don't see that as an option. I firmly believe in daycare, but I'm firm on the daycare. And if it costs me, if I should run again for election, so be it. I think it's the right decision, and it can only help our growing township, and I will stand by that.
Deputy Mayor Nathan Townend explained staff and council's focus.
I think throughout this process over the last couple of months, the word I would use to describe what we have been trying to do here in collaboration with staff, obviously at ground level, is accommodation. You know, we are trying to accommodate the feedback that we've had from residents and users of the LAC. We're obviously trying to accommodate childcare spaces. We're trying to accommodate the provincial government's timeline for the funding that will make those spaces possible. And so from our side, the work has been accommodation. The flip side to that from members of the public is compromise. And, I want to acknowledge that, you know, we are asking residents and users to compromise. You know, we are asking users to compromise the fact that the LAC has been this particular space that has functioned a particular way and meant a particular thing to those users. And now we are changing that.
Townend went on to explain their decision.
We have tried to accommodate, and staff in particular have worked hard to do that. There were comments made about, you know, the change in this report versus, you know, the original report, and you know, things do change. And, you know, the democratic process has worked here in this situation. You know, we heard the feedback and we responded to the feedback, and staff have responded to the feedback, and staff have worked to make adjustments and change courses to try and, as I say, accommodate. I do think this is in overall the best interests of the township. I don't want the narrative here to be that young people were chosen over old people, that childcare spaces were chosen over seniors. That is a politicized and simplistic way of looking at it that I don't feel is the case. We are trying to accommodate our residents and the needs of our residents, and that requires some compromise.
Councillor Jake Ennis noted the importance of childcare in the area.
I'm sympathetic to the need for childcare. My youngest is in junior kindergarten, so I've been through the daycare process for two children recently. It's not easy. It's expensive. Where responsibility lies for making that happen across various organizations and levels of government. However, I also believe that a large portion of the community sees this closure as a cut to their recreation services. And I find it difficult to argue with them in principle.
Councillor Carol Parks spoke about their decision-making process.
From conversation with several residents in regards to the LAC closure, it really is, the deputy has mentioned, a change of venue or consideration for change of venue. In the original report that came out, it was moving everything under the WHC. So we did take that information back from the residents that was brought forward about the concerns about the location and changed course. And I think staff has provided some fairly substantial alternatives to the LAC to run the programming between the Rhythm Dance Center and also through the Presbyterian Church.
In an effort to accommodate the needs of everyone involved, council voted in favor of the new plan. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.